Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today it's a unique biopic about the genius behind the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson. The movie is called Love and Mercy.
I think baby boomers are going to really love this film. I think people of every age group are going to appreciate looking at the genius behind the music.
The bizarre dualities of his life really play out beautifully in this format because in his creative years, Brian Wilson is played by the young Paul Dano, and in his older years, he's played by John Cusack when he's suffering from mental illness and abuse at the hands of his psychiatrist, played by Paul Giamatti.
Who I think ought to get a nomination at least for Best Supporting Actor because I've never seen such a mean-spirited con man villain.
I think all the actors are good, but the real breakout performance to me is Paul Dano as the young Brian Wilson. I really think this movie provides insight into his quirky personality that perhaps we didn't understand before.
Yes. You know, he seemed like a simpleton, but actually he was a genius, and he could not tolerate anything outside of his head in terms of noise. It was like the only time he was at ease was in his music studio.
Elizabeth Banks also gives a quiet performance as the woman who eventually became his current wife and showed how she helped pull him out of his depressive state. And was he paranoid schizophrenic? I don't know what his problem was, but at least I think I have a better understanding of it.
Well, his father was abusive, and I think he had post-traumatic stress disorder, but how can you really know? It seems like the celebrities are prey to con artists.
In any event, it's an interesting, really well-acted movie.
And I think the title, Love and Mercy, really fits the film.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.